This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast Monday through Saturday across many different variables, but everything starts out of our flagship station, Salem Media Group Station, here in Tampa, Florida. And my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, today, President Trump will be in Dalton, Georgia, tonight, 7 p.m. The gates open up in Dalton at the airport at 3. They'll allow you in. And 7 p.m., it's going to be a tremendous event. Kelly Loeffler will be there. I believe David Perdue will be there, too. And it's just, you folks in Georgia, you need to understand that this is the time. No more monkeying around. This is the time. And joining me right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to get up on my soapbox, Kyle, so hang on. You ready?
Absolutely.
I got an email from a friend of mine from Stand Up America. That's General Valley's website. And I was sent an article from a Prague newspaper, which was translated to English. Now, of course, we're talking about the Czech Republic. This is what was said, and this is from the writer, whose name I wouldn't even begin to pronounce because I got no idea. It's like upside down and backwards. But anyway, the danger to America is not Joseph Biden, but a citizenry capable of entrusting a man like him with the presidency. It will be far easier to limit and undo the follies of a Biden presidency than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved electorate willing to have such a man for their president. The problem is much deeper and far more serious than Mr. Biden, who's a mere symptom of what ails America. Blaming the Prince of Fools should not blind anyone to the vast confederacy of fools that made him their prince. The Republican can survive a Biden who is, after all, merely a fool. It's less likely to survive a multitude of tools such as those who made him their president. Wow.
Yes, wow is right. Absolutely.
And, of course, just my little footnote to all this is the American people did not trust a man like Joe Biden to be the president. I firmly believe that. I don't believe that he got 80 million votes. I think that he got votes that were given to him to cause him to win in certain states. And I believe now that we know all the different things we know about the Dominion machines, they never should have been used to begin with, and they should be banned, like, right now. He did not win the election and lost by a landslide. His supporters don't care, though. That's how bad it's gotten in this country. I do believe, Kyle, we know who the enemy is here.
Well, that's right, and it's unfortunate because I think most people, you know, have seen what's happened, and they've heard the evidence, they've heard the eyewitness testimony. Yes, it has not been adjudicated in a court of law at this point. However, and the court of public opinion is not binding, obviously, as we've talked about. But people know that something happened, and unfortunately, we're going to see the Democrats proceed as if it really was 80 million votes, and I think it's going to further divide the country. It's a very sad thing.
Yeah. Now, Nancy Pelosi, just in passing, we'll talk more about this a little bit later. Nancy Pelosi was reelected Speaker of the House. But what was interesting was the vote was 216 to 208. 209. Okay, I forgot a vote. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican, was within 7 votes of Nancy Pelosi. And that is astonishing. That shows how slim her lead is.
Well, absolutely it does. And it's going to be interesting, Captain, to see how this moves forward, because she's not the powerful speaker that she once was.
Yeah, and remember, not all of the Republicans, or not everyone was seated, voted on this, on the speakership. Add the math up, you'll find out that you're missing about, 20 people?
Right.
Because it's 435 people in the House of Representatives.
Right.
So I don't know where the other people were, but it is what it is. Now, the big thing is, and we're not going to have enough time to finish this, Senator Ted Cruz on Sunday explained why he established a coalition with 12 other Republican senators to challenge the results of the 2020 presidential election. Instead of just simply objecting to the certification, the coalition wants to see a 10-day audit of the results after this unprecedented display that we've seen around the country, and the Supreme Court, who we did not hear from, the attacks on the cases that said there were fraud, and no court, no judge has actually seen or ruled on the evidence. They've just merely said that they have no foundation. So we'll be right back. We'll talk more about this, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm telling you, this is going to be the wildest 3 days in American political history ever seen. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain talking to the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I got some really good news from Relief Factor. They told me that a lot of folks took my advice and did give Relief Factor as Christmas gifts to folks that they thought might be able to benefit from it, and thank you very much for doing that. And believe me, those people will thank you 10 times over as a result of what you did. That's number one. Now, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. I take it. I've been taking it for just a little bit more than 5 years. The ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's response to inflammation, which is part of my problem. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever it is you got a pain with, and I have a problem there. So that's two out of three. And then the third thing is it goes right straight to the source of the pain and gets rid of it. And I've proven that to myself over and over again when I take an extra dose of Relief Factor for something else that happened to me, like maybe I sprained a wrist or bent a thumb or, you know, one of those silly things. And I take it and boom, the swelling is gone. It's just that simple. So 100% drug-free, supports healthy joints and muscles, and it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. All you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start, and if you don't like it, if it didn't work for you, that's it. Tell them you don't need no more and you don't get any more. It's that simple. But in the meantime, relieffactor.com/captain, you won't know what I know and what it does for you until you try it. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the phone caller, I'm going to mention something here about Ted Cruz and what he's up to. This is a quote from Cruz. He said, "Each of those different players has a different role in our constitutional system. Bill Barr was speaking as to evidence the Department of Justice saw. The Department of Justice wasn't administering any elections, so they did not have access to the particularly widespread evidence on either side of the issue. And as for states, there's a lot of people in the states and state legislatures who express deep, deep concerns about the unlawful practices that we saw on Election Day that was seen particularly in cities controlled by Democratic politicians, shutting down the vote, throwing out observers, disregarding the law." Now, wouldn't you know, Mr. 2012 Man of the Year chimed in yesterday, and I'm talking about Mitt Romney, and I'm really sorry I voted for the guy in 2012. I can't make it any plainer than that right now. Because he came out and said, and I'll just mention this first part of it, and then we'll get to the caller. He came out and said, "The egregious ploy to reject electors may enhance the political ambition of some, but dangerously threatens our democratic republic." Ding, 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 ding. Two key words, Democratic Republican. Who says that every chance they get, Kyle?
Well, the Democrats. Probably.
And what are we?
We're actually a constitutional republic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the congressional power to reject electors is reserved for the most extreme and unusual circumstances. Romney goes on to say, "These are far from it." He says, "Most Americans participated in this election than ever before, and they made their choice." Okay, enough about him. You ready to take the call?
Sure.
Mike in Clearwater, go for it.
Hi, Professor. Good morning, Captain. You know, Professor, the first thing I want to bring up is all of these bad things about Trump, it's kind of funny to me how they all popped up during his last year in office. Oh, he called troops, you know, suckers and losers. He didn't want to release the news, or him and Dr. Fauci didn't want to release the news about the virus, you know, for the mask. They wanted to make sure that there was enough masks for the first responders. But anyway, that's the first point. Second point, on the same line as that, you know, gotcha thing, this phone call that was recorded of him on the phone with this Georgia's, you know, Secretary of State, you and I and the captain know what that was, but I can just see it now. Oh, he's influence peddling. He's breaking the law. He's ordering the Secretary of State to pull votes out of his hat. So I'm terrified that there's enough uneducated people out there that they're going to listen to that tape and be like, well, oh, my God, you know, these are evil people, and I'm terrified it's going to affect the Georgia runoff. So, you know, all these bad things, funny how they all come out, like, right at the very end. So if you could comment on that, Professor, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. First of all, Kyle, I'll chime in about the phone call, the recorded phone call. Who released that?
Who did? I saw the article about
Washington
it. Post.
Washington Post released that. Okay, they had every opportunity to edit that any way they wanted. Number one, they say it's a complete call. I'll go with that. But they knew that because of the discussion that was had, a very candid discussion between President Trump and some GOP officials down there in Georgia, that it would rub people the wrong way with some of the things that were being said. But then again, what would you expect?
Well, sure. Well, basically, what we understand is that the Post is essentially saying that Trump was trying to get the person to find votes or alter things. But in reality, that's not what he was doing at all.
No.
He was talking about getting an honest accounting of the actual ballots that were cast,
et cetera. Well, here is the thing. According to legal experts as well as officials in Georgia, the Trump-Georgia transcript, and this is a headline, I'm going to read the headline directly. The Trump-Georgia transcript shows the case for voter fraud. The president acted properly. And that comes from the people that have been looking at it down there in Georgia, and they're not all Republicans. Some of them are independents, have no political horse in the race, so to speak. They're not even from Georgia. But that's the headline that's out there on a major news story right now that you haven't heard much about. I don't think you've heard anything about that, have you?
Well, no, but and to Mike's point, you know, the idea, of course, is that the headline screams, President Trump tells someone to find, quote-unquote, a bunch of votes,
yeah,
technically. And so what happens is that's how you continue to generate the narrative that, mm-hmm, that Trump is just flailing around looking and wants people to lie.
Well, yeah, and we all know that something happened. We just know what the something is. And let's go back to the call here. This is our professor emeritus up in Indiana, Dan DeMann. Okay there, Dan DeMann.
Hey, well, I just wanted to make a comment on the certification of this election by Congress and the challenges to it. We haven't heard about how the Democrats have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The late Representative John Lewis did it to the last three Republican presidents.
Yep.
Reagan, Bush. Both Bushes.
Correct.
So this isn't anything new. And you see where that went. It went nowhere. It's a stunt.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe they should have a commission of some sort where they write on this, where you get the history of it.
Yep.
Because right now, I'm still January 20th. Biden's being sworn in. Don't like the fact myself.
Yeah.
But what are you to do?
Right. And again, nobody's talking about the fact 51 votes is what it takes in the Senate to agree, and 218 in the House to agree. The House is going to agree to do nothing, and the Senate's going to agree possibly to go along with this. Then that throws it up. One side says yes, one side says no. Here we go, Vice President Bush.
Well, you know, I keep hearing.
All right, Bush, listen to me. Vice President Pence, sorry. You had me thinking about Bush. Jeez.
But yeah, this is nothing. Republican friends of mine who don't keep up with politics, they keep referring to the Supreme Court. Well, who polices the Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I tell people, anybody can interpret the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You can, I can, the presidency can, the Congress can, and the Supreme Court. I mean, Supreme Court has outguessed itself a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't think they don't change their mind, where it's not constitutional law, it's basically arbitration. You just go back to the 70s and capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.
1975, the Supreme Court says capital punishment was unconstitutional. They got blowback on that. And then 2 years later, all of a sudden, it was unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Constitution didn't change. The Supreme Court didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where you're at. Separation of powers. I don't see much we can do about it. But, you know, you talked about, your arthritis pain earlier.
Yeah.
Well, you feel pain in politics, too.
You do.
And sometimes pain is what you need to correct the situation because you know there's not something right and you know where the problem's at. Now, Republicans know both. And we're going to experience a little bit of pain, but if this doesn't motivate them and do them what's right.
Here comes the music, here comes the music, so I look forward to talking again later this week.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, and I wouldn't be surprised, and Kyle, you hang on, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't talk to Dan every night this week, because this is the most important political week, 3 days anyway, in American history that we're about to see.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump urged Georgia's Secretary of State to re-examine the results of the presidential election in his state. In a recording of a phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over the weekend, the president can be heard seemingly pressuring officials to find him enough votes to beat former Vice President Joe Biden in the state.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this.
The recording of the call was first reported on by the Washington Post. President Trump confirmed on Twitter Sunday that he had spoken with Raffensperger about election fraud in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is their website. And if you go on over there and you type in your zip code, ask them for a cost comparison for the car or the truck that you're currently driving, the insurance on it. Maybe you got a motorcycle or you've got an RV or an ATV or a boat, however you're getting around, ask them for a cost comparison. See if they can save you some money. They have hundreds of thousands of people, and I'll tell you what, they did me, and I check them every year to make sure they're still saving me money, and they are. Now, if you have homeowners insurance as well as renter's insurance, you can get a cost comparison over there for that too. And if you bundle it all together, ladies and gentlemen, you will save a bunch of money, which I've got my homeowners insurance over there with them, and I save money as well. Now, I've only had to use the car insurance claim one time, and they took care of me very quickly, and I've only had to use the homeowner's policy one time when we had that that mini hurricane come breaking through Tampa a couple years back when it took my shed and took it out into the Gulf, or into the Bay, rather. All right, well, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, tonight, I want to mention, everybody, tonight in Dalton, Georgia, at the big rally there at the airport with the president, there's a bunch of car caravans that are starting up headed to Washington, D.C., Trump car caravans, and some of them are cars, some of them are trucks, the big trucks, or big trucks, the pickup trucks you see, they put the flags in the back and all that stuff. They're going to be meeting up. A lot of them there in Dalton, and then they're going to be working their way across to Washington, D.C. to be there for Wednesday, the big rally that the president has asked for his supporters to come and be there on January the 6th in Washington, D.C. Now, yesterday, the president said he will be at that rally.
That's right.
Yep. So, my God, I'll bet, and I don't even know. I know they're trying for as many people as they can get there. They're talking about maybe 100,000 people to come out on the 6th when the Congress is doing whatever it is they're doing. We'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
That's right. Yep.
All right. Now, I want to expound a little bit and then move on. The president urged Georgia officials to overturn Biden's win in the state. That was what we were talking about. The Washington Post has got the supposedly complete phone transcript, the recording up there for you to listen at the Washington Post website. But Nancy Pelosi, again, was barely elected, reelected Speaker of the House, 216 to 209. Again, there were 10 congressmen that were not present for that. I wonder what would have happened if they'd all been there. But anyway, it is what it is. And she defeated Kevin McCarthy, who was her opponent. In the meantime, some lawmakers got into a screaming match, Kyle, over having to wear masks on the House floor.
Well, that's right. And one of the incoming representatives, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they got involved in some kind of dispute there in the House floor about wearing masks. And she actually tweeted out, she said, quote, "No one can attack me about masks when Pelosi," according to her, "is sending Democrats to the floor with positive COVID tests."
She did. She did. And let's talk about that for a minute. There was actually a representative who showed up who had tested positive 6 days before to cast her vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker. Why? Because Pelosi needed every last little vote.
Well, right. You know, Captain, this event that happened on Election Day for the House of Representatives in terms of the numbers that we see now, and as, of course, they've all been sort of evening out now after as the election is finished, but this is a major disaster for the Democrats. I think people see a real, this is very incongruous. How is it possible that this happens to the House while Trump gets roundly rejected by the voters, quote unquote? None of it makes any sense. And Speaker Pelosi, you're right, got by the skin of her teeth on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is the narrowest victory she's had since she's run for Speaker of the House. This is now her, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4th time at it.
That's right. Now, what's important, of course, is that 2 years from now, this momentum continues to build.
Oh, yeah.
And as long
she'll be gone. She'll be gone.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, she's not gonna run again, obviously. But
according to her.
But well, right. But the Republicans have a real chance to take back the House but with this caveat, we have to be aware of the voter fraud that will go on again.
Yep.
But this time we know what to look for.
But it is not a federal problem. It's left up to the states with
right.
the elections, and therefore we must have election reform in the states where we've seen it happen, and then to protect ourselves, we have to go for all the states, including my home state of Florida, which did the best of all of them. But whatever we did down here should be the shining example for everybody all across the country, and if that works, then by God, Ron DeSantis is a genius.
Well, right, but you see, the people of Florida, can sleep at night because they know that their election results were correct. And we can look at that and say, yes, Florida knows how to do it right. But if, but that doesn't play into the idea of creating the chaos of the far left in terms of elections. They want there to be this kind of uncertainty.
Well, now we got to talk about a little Dr. Fauci. He's at it again. Okay, folks, I'm going to tell you something here. You're not going to like hearing it, but little Dr. Fauci teased a partial lockdown across the country, just like California under a Biden administration. Be careful what you wish for.
Well, right, Captain. I have to say I'm sorry to say that I'm not surprised about this one little bit.
I'm not either. We've been hearing him getting a little bit bolder, a little bit bolder, a little bit bolder. And we heard Biden last week saying, and I'm asking the Americans to do the patriotic thing and wear a mask for 100 days. Wear a mask wherever you go, inside, outside. Wear a mask. Yeah, right. Kiss my what?
Well, it's not going to be 100 days.
No.
It's you see,
it's
going to
be most of the year. They're going to, well, it works so good, we're going to extend it for another 90. You watch.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we can't get a satellite fix on these goalposts, Captain.
Yeah.
We don't know where they're going to put them next.
Well, President Trump is now claiming that the current, and I don't know why he hasn't said this sooner. Maybe he did, but I didn't hear it. President Trump is now claiming that coronavirus statistics have been exaggerated as the U.S. hit 350,000 deaths. Well, of course they have, because just like this congressman that died in Louisiana, he suffered a heart attack.
Right. Well, I think that, unfortunately, we have seen the notion that people have died directly of COVID or they died from some complication, but generally speaking, we don't know the exact number, but of course it's trotted out there as if it is a hard and fast number.
Now, if you have pneumonia or double pneumonia, as some people call it with older folks, and you start coughing and hacking and this, that, and the other, it puts a lot of pressure on your chest, and people do die of heart attacks from that. But then again, was it pneumonia that killed you, or was it the bad ticker?
Exactly. And so, again, we have to, I mean, there is a way to figure this kind of thing out, but unfortunately, Captain, that we continue to exist solely in the political world of COVID-19. And people, honestly, they don't know what to believe. They know it's bad, and every death is terrible and a tragedy and one too many, obviously, but I think people, by and large, they don't know really what to believe by all these statistics.
Well, how could you?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I'll say this too. People are willing to do things to keep their neighbors safe, their coworkers safe, their people safe when they go to the grocery store, all these things. But I think that they really do perceive that there is such a political component to this that it takes away any kind of rock solid thing that we could really hang our hat on.
Well, there is a political component to it. We are well aware of what that happens to be. Now, stimulus checks started to go out on Wednesday, December the 30th, and some direct deposits started on Tuesday the 29th. One of my friends yesterday, I ran into him, he says, hey, I got my check, direct deposited. Well, that's because he had an account with Internal Revenue. When people go, well, how come mine's my bank? Well, again, it all depends on what's transpiring. And, caller, you're not going to... Well, let's try this caller real quick. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Wanted to know about this in the Senate, where these senators, Ted Cruz and them.
I know all about it. We just talked about it a little while ago.
Anyway, what I wanted to know is if they go ahead and do that, does the House also have to do it, or can they just do it on their own and have it contested that way?
No, the House has to agree with the Senate as to what they're going to do. The Senate can go ahead and do it on their own, but that also means that the House has to agree to what they're going to do. If they don't, then boom, that's it, end of story.
I see. Okay, thank you, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me I'm wrong on that one, Kyle.
Well, no, you're not. And basically, again, one would think if you had overwhelming evidence that would start a critical mass, maybe something could happen. But again, the Democrats are simply going to look the other way. They're not going to want to deal with it.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and I dug something out of the mothballs I've been trying to find for a while. So you're going to hear that when we come back. But we got us a weather report, and Kyle is going to be very busy out west because there's a lot of weather out west going to be coming east. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shot to it? Why shot to it?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And this here is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, where we give you the weather all across the country for the big riggers out there going back and forth wherever they're going. And in this case, it might also be for the car caravan folks and the Trump people going up to Washington, D.C., because there is going to be a little bit of weather along the way, and we'll tell you about that and where it is, especially if you're coming out of the Midwest. Now, here's the other thing, folks. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J that's nearest you. When you see that big billboard sign for one of those places, pull on into there and say, hey, I was just listening to the captain on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he told me all about your place. And he said, if I came in here and told you that if I mentioned that, I'd get a free cup of coffee, I'd get a free cup of coffee. Well, guess what? You will, and you are. Now, if you're a driver, become a member of the Drivers Club, and then you can get points for the fuel you buy, the food you eat, the stuff you buy in the store. And without further ado, I found this in the mothballs, and we're going to start playing this again. That's Jerry Reed. He's bound and loaded up and trucking, the theme from Smokey and the Bandit. And let's not forget, back in the day, you know, you had Snowman, and you had the Bandit, you had Frog, and you had old Fred on the front seat of that big old Kenworth that they drove around in, too. So there you go. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. Okay, Kyle, you remember those days, right?
Well, that's right. And, of course, who can forget Sheriff Buford T. Justice?
And his son.
<That's right.
laughs> All right, well, here we go. A strong storm will bring high winds, feet, several feet of mountain snow, and heavy rain and flooding across Northern California and the Northwest in general. Now, if you're on I-90, western Montana, of course, the storm's coming your way, but all the way across 90 into Seattle, those passes going across there, you are going to have a real adventure. We'll get into that in just a second. Now, the localized landslides could occur under recent burn scars in western Washington, and rivers may rise to minor or isolated moderate river levels. So, a light wintry mix or snow will continue in parts of the middle Atlantic and northeast. That's going out to sea, thank God. But these other systems are going to be working away to the east. So, Kyle, go for it.
Thank you, Captain. You're right. Up in northern Washington, we do have winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings all through the area. In Seattle, Washington, right now, it's registering 43 degrees and rain showers, and it's going to be rain, some rain, and then there's going to be some more rain after that, letting up a little bit on Thursday, coming back on Friday, maybe a little bit over the weekend of a let up, but then back on Sunday in the Seattle area. And so we've got, again, winter storm warning there. You mentioned I-90, and of course, as you head across I-90 through Spokane,
Snoqualmie is in big trouble tonight. They're going to have to be chaining up going over that, and probably 4th of July.
And 4th of July as well. Yeah, so that's exactly right, so be careful there. Right now in Coeur d'Alene, registering, I think, 37 degrees right now. So again, very, very cold. Winter storm warnings continue down through the state, Portland, Oregon, into Oregon. You've got more rain, the same as story as Seattle, as this big system moves through the Pacific Northwest. As you mentioned, Northern California, it's not going to hit Southern California, we understand. It's going to miss where I am, but it's going to be a lot of rain up in Northern California. Also, wind advisory. This is going to be up near Sacramento and in the Mendocino National Forest area. Winter storm warning throughout Northern California. Also, winter weather advisory in Reno and Carson City. As we move across over into Idaho, now Idaho proper, we've got winter storm warning there in the central part of the state, and this is going to extend down towards the area known as the Craters of the Moon.
Yep.
This is going to be north of the 15 freeway and also north of the of I-86. Winter storm, the warning near Idaho Falls, going into Wyoming, over Yellowstone National Park in that area as well. So as the captain was saying, that system that's moving through is going to be making its way east as we go through the next few days.
And there's snow on Cabbage tonight, I-84 going down into Pendleton, down the Hood River Valley. So be advised that it's not that bad yet, but all that stuff is coming in that direction. So I expect Cabbage is going to get all bogged down too. Now, the big problem in the Midwest right now, folks, is fog and plenty of it. About a third of Minnesota south of I-94 is under a dense fog advisory. About two-thirds of the state of Wisconsin, which would encompass both I-94 as well as I-90, as well as almost all the way to Green Bay, Wisconsin, is under a dense fog advisory right now. All of Iowa, every last bit of Iowa is under a dense fog advisory. So whether you're on the north-south 35 or the east-west I-80, you're going to be in it. You're going to be in it all the way almost to Chicago, Illinois on I-80 and 94 and 90 when they come into Chicago. Also, Nebraska, I-29 up into South Dakota about 100 miles and on down through Nebraska on 29 into Missouri and the eastern part of Missouri to include Kansas City and places like Emporia in Kansas all the way down to the Oklahoma line. And if you're coming up I-44 out of Oklahoma, you're going to be in dense fog all the way to Fort Leonard Wood and just a little bit beyond that, and then you'll be out of it. But most of Missouri has a dense fog advisory. About half of Illinois all the way to the Wisconsin line and beyond has a dense fog advisory. In addition, you've got some winter advisories for possibly some light snow off Lake Erie from Dundee to about Buffalo, and then across Erie, Pennsylvania, over the northern part of Pennsylvania, just north of Pittsburgh, and a little bit around Cleveland over east on I-90, possibly light snow there. We do have a fog advisory and some snow coming down with some mixed precipitation in the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of Maryland, and the eastern part and mountains of West Virginia, too. Now, we do have some snow that's working its way out from over in Scranton, PA, over across Poughkeepsie, over into the Berkshire Mountains and up I-87 towards just about the base of Lake George, across I-90 towards Boston. There is a gale warning off the coast of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and that is moving out to sea as we speak. So that's what the weather looks like, folks, and you folks in those caravans headed up to Dalton, I don't know what they're going to have, Kyle, but hopefully the weather won't be all that drastic when they get up that way.
Yes, hopefully not. Yep.
Now, the other thing is we need to remind everybody that when you do go to the pilot or you do go to the Flying J, that one of the really good things about that is the fact that we can tell you that in the Flying J's, you're going to have a good sit-down restaurant, either in a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And that's always okay, and I'm glad to see that, Kyle. Now, we don't have enough time to do this, but folks, when we come back, we've gotten a couple of emails from the folks up in Georgia concerned about what's going to happen in their states, and we are definitely going to do that. But briefly, Kyle, there's some news coming in. We had a shooting at Miami in a park that injured 8 people, police say, and then we had a Texas nightclub shooting where one person, a woman, was killed in a parking lot, and 3 deputies suffered non-threatening gunshot wounds. Somebody went berserk there.
That's right. We understand that starting off with Miami, it looks like the first shooting occurred there at Little Rock Park at 7:07 p.m. People were in the park. Two unidentified gunmen started shooting, and eight people were injured there. Six critically were injured.
Yeah, and both of the cities we're talking about here, folks, were run by the Democrats, wouldn't you know? Okay, when we come back, we got plenty more to talk about here. And don't forget the big rally tonight, Dalton, Georgia. We'll tell you more about it and those caravans that are going on. There's caravans going up out of Florida up there, too, by the way. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.